Dad had an absolute passion for his 28-foot cigarette boat, Fidelity, and for driving it fast. It was while Dad was on his boat on August 21, 1991, that he received the news of Mikhail Gorbachev's release from house arrest following a failed coup. "I was not satisfied with the connection we had," Special Agent Don McGall said. "I wasn't sure it would be secure. We weren't very far out in the boat, so we turned around and bang, the president threw it in high, as he did a lot of times."
An avid fisherman with a love of the sea, George Bush spent plenty of enjoyable and occasionally very speedy days aboard Fidelity.
August 12th, 1991. The fishing has been good. I love trolling when the big blues hit. They come in strong. We've gotten them almost every time we've been out. I still use light tackle. And then on that boat, I count my blessings as I look and listen to the sea.
Look out the windows. In the plaza is a sculpture called The Day the Wall Came Down by artist Verrill Goodnight. You can also see the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. To the right is the Robert H. and Judy Leigh Allen Building. It houses the George Bush School of Government and Public Service, as well as other Texas A&M University departments. And within that building, there's the 41st Club, a small sandwich shop named for the 41st President of the United States.